Lochem Chagas Halvavah, Sunday night, early youth test, Sivan. Okay, and the Issa Yichud, so when it applies, so if the door's open, let's see, you're in a place, if the door's open to a Mokum Rabin, to a public area, and it's not Yichud. Again, assuming that someone would walk in, the assumption is if a door is open, so it's possible for someone would walk in, probably without knocking first, they would just walk in, the door's open. So an open door, you know, invites someone to walk in. So that's not Yichud. If a door is, closed but not locked, so sometimes you have, let's say it's a store or a place that naturally people would walk in without knocking, even if the door's closed, because, you know, like I say, like a store or a public office or a doctor's office, you know, you walk in even though the door's closed, so then it would also not be Yichud. But if it's a private office that someone would not walk in, so then it is a problem of Yichud. The question is, the Poskim discuss a private home with the door closed and unlocked. So the Poskim talk about it. Many are Mekel. I don't see a room to be Mekel, quite frankly. I don't think people would walk into someone else's house, even if the door is unlocked, without knocking, without announcing themselves, without ringing the doorbell. It just, maybe if you're on a small yishuv, you know, like these places where everybody knows everybody else, so you just walk into your neighbor's house, you know, without knocking, you know, if the door's open. But at least my experience is that people do not do that in a place like in a city, in a less hamish place. My experience is that people don't do that. So I would definitely be machmir. There are places that are mekil, but okay, like I say, I don't think that the reality is that no one would walk in. Some places can say that enochanami, you know, as long as it's possible for them to walk in, so it could also be mekil. Okay, maybe there's room to be mekil b'shas hadchak with a private home that's the door's closed and unlocked. But again, okay, so you have to know that's a. Yes, Geshayla. Okay, we're going now to the Chavis Halvavus. The Chavis Halvavus is now convinced that the lathe, the mind, the heart, the mind, is your attitude, your feelings towards Hashem, your attitude, your feelings of gratitude, v'chulu v'chulu, ava sina, ava yira, those are the main... Those are the main mitzvahs. Mutzasi harbe mimenu, and then he went through logic, and he went through psukim, and he went through Torah Shebaal Peh. Mutzasi harbe mimenu, and I found a lot of these things he said before in Pirkei Avos. The midoseim uhumin hagem hamukubalam ayhem, character traits that Chazal exhibited. Shohayu nisholam al inyonehem, when people would ask them why they act a certain way. Kamo shomer obisenu zechonim levrachin megillah daf chazayinam adbeis chav chesam adalef. They said, with what schus? So they didn't say, because I did these big mitzvahs, you know. They did things which reflect character traits, usually, which reflect attitudes, and they know the machavero, and a zahirus. So he calls that more of a chavis halvavos, because the maisa itself is not, like, you know, from the chamurim. Then he says something very interesting. He said, if you look in the Torah, b'makei nefesh b'shigoga, if you kill someone unintentionally, she'ena chayav misa. Now you killed someone. That's a very serious avera. We take it for granted that you're going to be potur if you do an avera b'shogei, if you kill someone b'shogei. And he says, u'mishu shogei b'mitzvahs, shelo te'osenu, terrible averas, she'echalod malayim b'misa, b'mezer, achos me'a b'misas bezen, o'kores, and you only chayav a korban. So, you know, we take it for granted, but Chagavah says, you know, stop and think about that. What that means is that the real doer of the Avera is the mind, not the body. It's that you're intentionally violating Hashem's command.
That's in the mind. The ma'isa, you killed someone. That's not. There's no difference in the avarim part of it.
So that's what he says. The chol zeraya, he ha'iter b'chiyav onesh enu elachiyu alei b'haguf mishtatfim b'ma'aseyu. Alei b'kavanasa, b'haguf b'tenuoso. So even in mitzvahs that we would certainly categorize as mitzvahs chodesh avarim, that's what he's coming to say. But avada, the leiv is a major or the major part of it. He makes a very definitive, declarative statement here. He doesn't. He says no reward. Means no reward. What would he do if he paskin mitzvahs ainu tzrichas kavana? I don't know. It's a good thing we paskin mitzvahs tzrichas kavana, or we'd have trouble with this line in the chayvus all of us. We do paskin mitzvahs tzrichas kavana. It's interesting. There is a sheet of. It's not so clear that there's a sheet of the maskana like that. If you know your shas, like many people in this room do, not myself, but if you know your shas, it's not even clear that there's ever a bottom line sheet that mitzvahs ain't tzrichas kavana. It's a shaila in the Gemara, Rava, back and forth, two lashonos. So, if there is a mandiyama that mitzvahs ain't tzrichas, okay, I'm being mafalpul now. There isn't. It would be like a question lechayim lechayim habavus. So that would show at least that if you b'maisa do something, so you've accomplished a purpose, even though your mind is not being obeyed Hashem. But upon him, he is saying if you also mitzvah v'lonis kavan la'asos the shem shemayim, sheinu makabla le'oschar. So that's pretty definitive, and we do paska mitzvah srichas kavana. So he's saying that you see that the role of the mind. This is all in Dr. Amut to the Sefer. The role of the mind in mitzvahs and averus is really the most important part of it.